At 7:06, we have 24 degrees. Your temperature here under mostly cloudy skies. Look for snow mainly after 10 a.m. with high near 29 and wind chill values as low as 10 today. South-southeast winds at 5 to 10. And we expect snowfall accumulations during the day of 1 to 3 inches possible, with another inch forecast as a possibility overnight. The entire listening area will go into a winter weather advisory starting at 9 a.m. this morning. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. In the latest local news, the Montgomery County Communications Center received a call from Cass County on Friday night at approximately 9:33 p.m. of an unoccupied vehicle fire at around 110th Street in Pilot Grove Park. The vehicle was then located on Q Avenue, a half mile north of 110th Street, fully engulfed in flames. Elliott Fire arrived on the scene and extinguished the fire. Upon investigation, it was determined that the owner and operator of the vehicle was 23-year-old Jared Scott Smith of Newmarket. He was traveling northbound on Q Avenue when he fell asleep and woke back up as he was entering the East Ditch. Smith swerved to correct for the mistake and then went back to the center and then lost control, sliding into the West Ditch where the car laid to rest. Smith stated the vehicle began to fill with smoke and he exited the vehicle and called 911. The vehicle was a total loss. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Elliott Fire and Cass County Sheriff's Office. Another accident on Friday morning in Fremont County, as one vehicle accident was called into the Fremont County Sheriff's Office at 7:33 a.m. Friday in the 1300 block of Highway 275. Officers discovered that 14-year-old Bryant Riefling was driving to school and lost control of and rolled a 1996 Pontiac Bonneville. Riefling refused treatment of injuries at the scene, and during the accident, the car was also knocked down a no-passing sign in a telephone box owned by Windstream. The accident still is under investigation. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of two individuals in separate incidents on Friday night. At 6 p.m., officers arrested 44-year-old Richard Jenkins of Red Oak on an active Pottawatomie County warrant for failure to appear on original charges of possession of a controlled substance. Jenkins was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and is being held on $2,000 bond. At 10:20 p.m., officers were called to the 100 block of East Prospect Street for a domestic abuse call. After gathering information from both parties and witnesses, it was determined that one party's story was not matching witness accounts. 24-year-old Alyssa Rose Strange of Red Oak was then arrested on a domestic abuse charge and transported to the Montgomery County jail where she is being held. A fire in a mobile home on Friday morning in Cass County has claimed the life of a Messina resident. The Cass County Sheriff's Office says the victim is believed to be 53-year-old Bruce Allen Newman. A state medical examiner is performing an autopsy to confirm the positive identity of the victim. Messina Fire Chief Drew Williams told KJN News a call about the fire at 208 Pine Street came in just before 1 a.m. Williams said that when firefighters arrived, the home was already fully engulfed in flames. The structure was a complete loss. The crews were on the scene until about 5:30 a.m. when the flames were brought under control, but a Messina Fire Department grass truck was dispatched again at around 8:50 a.m. to put out some remaining hot spots. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Messina Fire crews were assisted at the scene by Cumberland Fire, Medevac Ambulance, deputies with the Cass County Sheriff's Office, and Cass County Emergency Management, as well as the Cass County Chapter of the American Red Cross. A Southwest Iowa man is dead following a crash that was discovered early this morning in Fremont County. The sheriff's office reports the body of 55-year-old Patrick Tobin of Tabor was found by a deputy at around 9:30 a.m. Friday. The man was inside his vehicle, which was located in a spillway in the 1300 block of Plum Creek Road, about 3.5 miles southwest of Tabor. Tobin was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities think the accident happened sometime early on Friday morning. They said the vehicle was difficult to see from the road because of where it came to rest.